Some things go together, like dirt roads and bumpy rides, especially if they are in a military vehicle like this one with a traditional suspension system. Now take a look at this one with a new electric suspension system. Same road, same speed. Even better, look at both vehicles riding together. The one with the traditional suspension is on the right. For over a decade, the Center for Electromechanics at the University of Texas in Austin has researched and developed a new electric suspension system like the one active in this military Humvee.
This was the very first vehicle we did, and so we still have it. The technology and the individual components have matured quite a bit to the point where it's about ready for production. This is just a first prototype.
Joe Benno is the associate director of the Center for Electromechanics. He says a vehicle with the new electric suspension system has 5 times less vibration, gains stability, and is safer. It has a lower tendency to roll over, and it maneuvers and brakes better because it is more stable. Other benefits still to come may include more efficient gas use and less maintenance, thereby prolonging the life of the vehicle. Here is how it works. This is a traditional suspension system.
The difference is by looking right down here.
Now right there, there's the spring system, and through the middle is the shock absorber.
The new one looks more like this.
It's got a spring also that supports the vehicle weight. Instead of the shock absorber, it has this actuator. And that actuator will put out any force that we command it to put out. And so we command the force in that actuator to give us all the right...
So that is the actual electric suspension?
Yes.
The key components are an electric motor driving a rack and pinion at each wheel, accelerometers, and a computerized control system. The U.S. Department of Defense has funded most of the research for more than a decade. While the electric suspension is almost ready for production for military vehicles, it is still being tested on others like this cargo truck. The same technology has also been installed in the transit bus service in Houston and could be installed in many ambulances and other vehicles.
It would have applications in any place where you've got very poor road conditions, third world countries, where you have very limited road infrastructure.
Joe Benno and his team of over 60 research engineers are hopeful that one day they could see their system installed in most vehicles that travel poor roads or places where there are no roads at all. Amy Katz, VOA News.